Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Skydance is another new early maturing wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed by Oklahoma Genetics. A progeny of the legendary variety Billings, Skydance is best suited for southwest and central Oklahoma. Skydance has improved mildew protection, an outstanding disease package, strong acid soil tolerance, and high test weight. Skydance can recover quickly in late planting situations and is tough enough for organic production. It's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Get Skydance, another of OSU's golden grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com.
Well, today's cattle future started off down, actually, but we finished off higher. The live cattle were 25 higher in June's at 95.55. The next month, August, $1.37 higher at 97.57. October up 72 at 100.15. There was some cash trade anywhere from 110 to 117 today on the Fed Cattle Exchange. It looks like the last lot of 199 head sold at about 110.50. But then there's also reports of 111 to 117 throughout the United States earlier in the day. So it's lower than where we traded at last week, but still significantly higher than where the June live cattle are currently trading. I still have a little less than 1 month until that thing expires. Box beef at midday was down about $18.72 on choice at right at $300. Select was down $10.92 at $279.66, and then the feeder cattle were anywhere from about $90 to $1.20 higher, with the August up 97 at $134.46. Now, late in the day, there was a story out that the Justice Department had indicted four chicken industry executives. That was kind of a news breaking, that there was some possible price fixing going on. Wait and see what happens there.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
And today's grain futures markets were steady to slightly higher here. Corn was the weakest of all the contracts, steady to about a half cent higher. Soybeans were up 6 in November, 866 and a half. Chicago wheat up 3 to 4. Kansas City wheat was up 6 to 7, which put July at 457 and 3 quarters, up 7 cents. December cotton was up 23 cents at 59.73. There was some positive news this morning before the market opened that the Ukrainian consultancy lowered their wheat production estimate just slightly, their total grain production. That's different than what we've been seeing. We've been seeing higher across the board, but this was actually a little bit tighter, and I think that helped the market. The U.S. has also been missing out on some export sales to some competing countries, which was negative and weighed on prices the last few days. But with the U.S. dollar inching lower, it's down another 39 today, and about 3.5 to 4% lower over the last 2 weeks. And that'll help our exports, and I think the markets are bouncing due to that and just anticipating a lower dollar and more exports. The stock market today is up really strong. It's up about 500 points in the Dow and about 40 points in the S&P. Currently, the Dow Jones is about 11% off of its high.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.